Welcome to the Two Grumpy Men, C. Grooms and Bobby May in the building.
Yeah, what it do, what it do.
What it do. We here, back again, as promised. This is what we doing. You know what I mean? Yo.
No doubt.
Man, been a lot of basketball.
Always been a lot of interest in basketball going on, huh?
Yeah, I must say, like, I guess my mentality was a little different this playoff, so I figured let me invest myself a little bit and actually watch all, you know, some games. Even, you know, I didn't watch the first round that much, you know. Well, I've watched all the games except for Cleveland, Orlando. I that looked predetermined to me, but then it went further than I thought.
It went seven.
So, you know, but I did see Cleveland get eliminated, you know, tonight officially 4-1. So,
man,
yeah,
I gotta talk about that.
Yeah, good.
That's gotta be. They gotta just. Cleveland gotta get rid of that team. Like, it's not working. It's not gonna work. Like,
isn't the first year?
I mean, it's the second year. What do you mean?
Second year. True.
He was there last year.
Right? Oh, right.
It was the same exact team, except for they added the dude from Miami, Strauss.
Oh, right. True. Indeed.
Right? So, okay. So, let's look at it. Let's play out Cleveland's whole. Let's play it out real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the beginning, it looks like Garland was hurt most of the season. He was hurt because I had him on fantasy. So, I know he was hurt. He was in and out of the lineup a lot the whole year, really, except for towards the end of the year when he came back. He had all kinds of injuries, had a facial fracture, all kinds of things. He was out. Mobley was out with a sprained ankle and knee incident. He had the knee surgery, right? Allen also was in and out of the lineup as well with injuries. Mitchell was in and out of in the lineup again with all kind of injuries, ailments to his knees and calves and hamstrings. And, you know, just... I guess, and a couple other role players. Strauss may have been out. He was injured as well. So, you know, it's typical NBA shit. They got the injury shit. So we get to the player. They make it to the playoff. They're the fourth seed. They struggle with it. They struggle with with Orlando, like you just said. It went seven. Series went seven. Orlando's a good team. They're up and coming, young, but they should have probably handled them in five.
Right.
They had no experience, no nothing, and they took them to seven. And I said when they got against the Celtics that if they didn't have both of their big men, they would be gone in five. They're gone in five. And that's because injuries were down. But, I mean, I just think the team is overly soft. Like, let's be straight up. They soft.
Right.
Like, they're not winning nothing with that team. They always hurt. Mitchell is your main guy. He's always hurt. He missed the last two games of the playoffs. They said it was a hamstring or a calf injury. I don't know what it is. But... it's not. This isn't the first time he's been in the playoff and he's got hurt and he hasn't suited up and played. Like, it's win or go home time. So, literally, I'm gonna have to assume you couldn't get on the floor, or
right.
You know, or basically you didn't want to get on the floor. But you know what I mean? Because at this point, I mean, this is a continual running theme for all the people out there who was like, oh, the Knicks should have gave up everything to sign this guy. Where would we be? We wouldn't be no better because he would be out anyway.
Right.
He'd be out anyway.
He'd be one of the injured guys.
He'd be one of the injured we have already. So, I mean, can't count on him. Can't count on Allen. He's hurt. He continually stayed hurt as a big man. At this point, they need to, Garland is soft. He don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he lost his mojo because Donovan came, but he ain't the same. He just ain't the same. And, you know, he's not as aggressive as he was before Mitchell got there. And in order for them to win, they both need to be, they need to be like how Portland had when it was Dame and CJ. That's right. How they should have been. But they never was able to get in sync because either one of them was always hurt. Right?
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
And like I said, Mobley, I think he's the dude you should build around. When you, is either you're going to get rid of Mitchell or you're going to get rid of Garland. But you need somebody else in the backcourt to balance out whoever you're going to keep. Allen, I think you could trade him. Try to trade him for either another center or move Mobley to center and get another athletic four or something like that.
Right.
Because, you know, that's a formidable lineup if you're healthy. But they're never healthy.
Right.
They're never healthy. This is 2 years running and they're not healthy. You know, these guys can't stay healthy. So I just think, you know, I thought if they was at full strength, they could have gave Boston some problems, but they couldn't get to full strength. They could never get to that full strength. So, you know, I think that definitely in the offseason, they need to consider, you know, breaking that up.
Okay. I could agree with that. Let's briefly, let me go over his, he got drafted in 2017, okay? Yeah. Donovan Mitchell. Let me just go over his playoff history real quick. So he got drafted in 2017. Mm-hmm. All right. 2017-18, they went to the playoffs with the Jazz, lost in the second round. 2018-19, lost in the first round. 2019-20, lost in the first round. 2021, lost in the second round. 21-22, lost in the first round. Last year, lost in the first round. This year, lost in the second round. So, for those, I look at playoff history because, you know, when you're supposed to be this dynamic player and you're supposed to take your team to certain heights. And I always said, like, this guy never got past the second round. That wasn't a knock on his game, just like it wasn't a knock on Embiid's game. And I say he's never been out of the second round. So you want teams to make all these dynamic changes for a guy that has, right now, his history says he needs to be one of the guys, not the guy. He needs other people. He can help you, but he's not the over the hump guy. So, exactly. Right. So when you look at that history, I was saying that before when they was talking the trade, I was like, don't blow up your team. That was specifically the Knicks. Like, don't blow up your team for Donovan Mitchell. Like, that's not who you blow your team up for. Like, it's just the truth. So for the people that people jump on that bandwagon of, oh, this person is this person is that. I see a player who can score, but can't do much else. No, you know, so, you know, in a league, you need scorers. Don't get me wrong. But he's not going to lead your team. Like, you need scoring, but he's not going to lead your team. He's not that guy. So to blow up your team for somebody who's not that guy just never made sense to me. So it's kind of like, I understand why Utah shipped him and Gobert. You know, they was just willing to do all of that. Like, you know, Utah's in the basement. They're going to stay there for a minute. They got some cleaning up to do. But even Gobert, the Gobert trade looked crazy. And then for a little while, it looked like, oh, all right, it might work. But it started working because Anthony Edwards, he stepped up and started becoming this superstar that, you know, we thought that he would, you know, and then this is only his third year. So it's kind of like he's stepping up very early and he's not a team killer. Like, he's trying to incorporate these guys like, yo, I need y'all. Even, you know, even Cat, like, he need Cat, but Cat stay in foul trouble. But, you know, or injuries, whatever. But Edwards has proven that he's worthy of building that team around. He's your shooting guard. You know, I believe in him. So, going back to Donovan Mitchell, he's not the guy. That's so. That I'll end it with that. He's not the guy.
He's not. He needs a strong lead point guard or somebody else, you know. But he's ball dominant. He wants the ball. But
that is interesting. He does want the ball. He dribbles a lot to be a shooting guard. So he has to dribble a lot to get his moves off where, you know, if you're going to be a shooting guard, you don't really need to be ball dominant, but you need to be efficient. And he wants to play like a point, but he don't pass well enough to be. They have a point guard. If Garland could stay a little bit healthy, they have a decent point guard that's he knows what he's doing. He's just not on the floor enough. But Mitchell is ball dominant, so I don't understand. He don't have a jumper like that.
So real quick, like the rumor is, you know, you get all kind of rumors this time of year.
Yeah.
Is that L.A. is going to make a play for Mitchell?
Good luck. I mean, who are they giving up for him, though? Because you're going back, you're talking about Cleveland now.
They definitely willing to give up Reeves. It sounds like they're ready to put him on the block because they realize they need another third scorer to help them.
So Cleveland's going to want a couple more assets besides Reeves, though. So let's poke through that. Who are you going to send them? Vanderbilt, Reeves, and who else? You got to shore up something. A couple of picks. The money got to be right. So I know Donovan Mitchell's due $37
million. LA don't
have
no picks, though.
All right, LA don't have no picks. So now they're talking straight up money. Donovan Mitchell is going to make $37 million next year. His last year before his player option kicks in 2025-26, which he's not expected to exercise from my understanding. So he has one more year, basically has an expiring contract, if you want to look at it like that. Mm. So he's going to make an excess of $30 million. I guess Reeves is in the $20 million range, I'm assuming. So
somewhere around there.
Somewhere around probably. There. So then you got to part with somebody else, and they don't got no picks. So who you parting with? Since they're going to make a play for him.
Don't know, son. I think they're best. I think it's all pirate. I don't think it's real. I don't think they have enough to get him. I mean, he's a lot of money. Well, if you get him, then, again, you go back to your – he's going to eat up a lot of your salary. He's going to eat a salary. You're going to probably have to get rid of at least two players to get him. So you would have to send – if Cleveland – they probably would take Reeves, right? But they're going to want more than that, somebody else with some talent and some picks to go with, you know? I only think the Lakers can offer like 27. Their pick is in like 27 or something like that.
I just looked at Reeves' contract. It's $14 million a year.
Oh, so his shit is friendly. It's trade friendly.
Trade friendly. But, you know, that means they would definitely have to part with two people, minimum.
Minimum. So you got to throw somebody in there who would beg the question, are you going to send, would they want to sign and trade for D'Angelo Russell? And send Reeves with that as a package for Mitchell? Because he's not going to have the ball in his hand playing with LeBron.
Right. So
he's just going to be a spot-up shooter.
Yeah, but he's not a great spot-up shooter like that.
That's what I'm saying. So how does that even begin to work? Like, that experiment has failed already. You've seen that. I mean, he's an athletic version of Russell Westbrook who can't shoot. He can get hot and hit threes, but if he ain't hot, then it ain't, you know. I mean, he can get to the basket, but again, he needs the ball. Are you gonna let him carry the ball? Cause I mean,
yeah, right.
Feed the team. I don't know if you know what I mean. Who's gonna be the coach? They still gotta figure out who's gonna be the coach and how they're gonna run that offense. They're talking that J.J. Redick is the leading candidate.
Still. I thought that was fake news.
I told you it wasn't, son. I told you that it wasn't. I told you that last week. I told you that. You kept talking about that fake news. Man. No, they were really looking into this. They literally looking into this guy and wanting to make him their coach. Like, this is what they want to do. This is what they want to do. Like, they want to make this guy their coach. Because it came down to, that was another thing I wanted to tell you. I seen it today. So it's down to him.
Oh, Cassell is in the mix, yo.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to tell you. Didn't I call his name last week?
You definitely did. So who's this other cat, Barrijo? Who the hell is
that's
that?
That's he's an assistant for the Hornets. Is it the Hornets?
Oh, him. Okay.
Or the Nets.
Oh, James Barrijo. Right, right. True,
yeah, yeah.
True.
Yeah, he's like, you know.
Okay. But,
yeah. So.
Damn, Redick, though? Like, yo, that's insane.
But that's what they want. They think that name is, they think he, like, L.A. thinking he's a sexy choice because he's all over. He calls headways with his crazy statements that he makes and things like that he uses to get people to come to his podcasts and things like that.
Like the podcast that he has with LeBron right now? Like, come on, man. Like, let's stop. You're not controlling. First of all, J.J. Redick is not going to command the respect as a actual head coach from these veteran guys that are on the team. I'm sorry. He's not the guy. No, he's just not.
Well, all right, so... So you know, we've seen him get thrown to the wind. We've seen a couple of other cats get thrown to the wind. And, you know, and if I'm J.J. Redick, why would I want to hitch my thing to LeBron? Is my question.
Well, you got to get in. You're trying to get a job, right?
So I don't need it.
He don't, right. Exactly.
He can wait to get the right opportunity. The Lakers is just a big name. They're not the right opportunity.
Absolutely. I agree.
Because they under the impression that they can win a championship. And
still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're still going to say they got two of the top 75 players in the game. Right?
Yeah.
But they don't have nothing else.
Yeah, right.
You know, so what makes you, you know what I mean? What makes you think that your guys are going to get better than these other younger guys that's out there right now, like Minnesota and OKC, and if the Spurs get a point guard like a Trae Young or something?
I did hear that.
Like again, they're going to be coming up fast. Denver's still going to be there. They're going to tweak it. They're definitely going to tweak. They know they got to tweak something moving forward, right? Because Minnesota's only going to get better. Anthony Edwards is only going to get better, right? OKC's only going to get better. Shai's only going to get better. Williams is only going to get better. All them young guys, Holmgren's going to get better. You know what I mean? They're going to get more experience from these playoff runs and get better. Dallas is going to get better.
Yep.
When their young guys get even, when their young big men get even really more comfortable in the offense that they're running and working off of these two spectacular guards that they have.
Right.
So you have to do something. And the main thing of the Lakers is they thinking that they have to go get another superstar. That doesn't really work for y'all because every time you put three of them together on it doesn't work because people cannot find their games playing with LeBron. Unless you're just a spot-up shooter. Unless you don't care to go, unless you're just happy with running to spots and shooting, you got to get that kind of player for him.
Well, who is that?
That's what you...
It ain't Mitchell.
Yeah, it definitely ain't Mitchell.
So,
it definitely ain't Mitchell.
Ain't that many players like that left.
Yeah,
that can actually
ain't no
shoot.
More Ray Allens. Ain't no more Ray Allens that can just fade.
Yeah, those guys are gone.
And put the ball on the floor and still get to the basket if the jumper ain't clicking. So, you know, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. But it sounds like to me Cleveland may want to part with Mitchell. They may not want to, you know, give a team to have him at least with a year left on his contract so that they want to sign him or they can hack that out with him. But
well, he said he's not signing.
Well, I don't think he's going to – Miami may try to make a play for him. You know, they always out there lurking. They may send them Rozier or something. You know what I'm saying? That may work for them. You know, a Rozier and maybe a Hero. I don't know. That may work. That might work for them. You know what I mean? Because they don't got the picks, but now you put Mitchell with Jimmy and Bam. That may work for them down there. Because Jimmy don't need the ball as much as Mitchell need the ball in his hand. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't think Mitchell is a fit for the Knicks.
You know, right. To shore up that argument, like, he's definitely not a fit for the Knicks. So
he's not the fit for what we do. He don't play. He's not gonna. He don't play defense that good. That's why I don't know how he's gonna fit with Miami. He don't play defense that well. And he always has injuries. He has leg injuries all the time.
Right.
He plays with a reckless style, sort of like a Dwayne Wade and Iverson, but he stays more. He stays hurt. You know, like those guys was hurt, but they played through a lot of that stuff.
In their defense, though, they did play defense, so that would be the one difference between those guys.
Exactly.
So he's reckless, abandoned. Like offense, he play hard, but you know he's not efficient, and he don't have defensive energy. That's his problem. It's not it's not that you can't play for certain teams if you don't have no defensive energy. It's just like that, you know.
Yeah, you're definitely not gonna play for Tibbs if you don't play no defense.
No,
you know what I mean, he demands you play defense. He demands
The report card for the Knicks not going after Mitchell, you get an A+, gentlemen.
Yeah, I've been said that. I said there was no way. Why would you give up six picks for this guy and all those players? No, I mean
I know they gave up for Gobert to go to Minnesota. We not them. It just didn't make sense. Let me just be real. It did not make sense. But a lot of people out there was saying that, and I was like, you don't make sense. Like
no, the only people that were saying that were the people that are not Knicks fans.
Or people who were rivals. Right.
Everybody else wants you to do it so they can say, look, y'all got another overpriced star who ain't doing nothing.
Right.
You know,
and you know what?
But Leon Rose ain't fall for that shit. He's like, nah, we're not giving you that, Danny.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he knows basketball. He's not stupid.
It worked out for him because he still was able to get OG. He gave away was Barrett, and Quigley in the second round pick.
Right.
You know what I mean? But those dudes is going to, and they, you know, they're going to help Serrano, but not as well as they was helping the Knicks. Maybe Quigley, but
right.
definitely wasn't Barrett.
We also we gave up in the Detroit deal, you know, we gave up Burks, but he didn't really want to give him back. He wanted him back, so he got him back. You know, he got Burks
18
back.
Last night.
I told you, man. He was when he first played a couple of games ago, and I was like, all right, he's going to get the rust off him because he's going to need him. And, you know, he's a veteran, man. Like, you know, he's another one. He was hurt in and out, you know, but he has an all-around game. I always liked his game. So he's not.
Burks always had a good game.
Yeah. Like, he just, so he,
I don't
he's
know.
A veteran.
He just always.
He nicked up.
He always get nicked up. Yeah,
he ain't playing big minutes like that, so he could, you know, preserve him a little longer. But he's steady. He could bring the ball up. He going, you know, got a nice little Jimmy. He is just what was needed. Get to the basket. Yeah, man. I was a good pickup. It was good that he brought him off the bench. You know, keep him, get some energy off the bench. You know, some scoring. McBride, I like McBride. That's like, I always liked him, even when he wasn't playing. I liked him.
That was
the dude that you keep. And I'm glad, they're making the right moves because I was like, don't give up McBride. I was saying that for a minute. And don't give up, you know what, as quiet as cat, you can't give up Sims neither. That's another big body. He's raw, but you need him, you know. You got to work him. You know, you do got to work him into the whole rotation and get him in shape. But there's enough big men there to shore up some things. You know, Achiuwa is playing well. It's like OG, he's been injury prone for a couple last two or three years. But but when he plays, it's a different dynamic. Like you feel like, yo, we got enough rebounding, we got defensive energy and some intensity. We could go out there and keep the games close. Brunson? Oh man, yo, he was cooking. And I'm not saying he don't be cooking before, but
I think he last night. He got in his bag last night.
You seen that when he dropped Nemo?
He dropped
God.
That. He, that was
he
nasty.
Dropped him.
But when he froze the other one at the top of the key, though,
that was ugly too. Yeah.
It had Stan Van Gundy talking about, yeah, he can't hold him.
Word. If Stan Van Gundy was like, can't guard him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a good defender, but he can't
hold
him.
That's not the guy to guard Brunson.
Yeah, that's not the guy. Like, he hit him with that shit. He froze him with the hizzy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That shit was bad. That was bad, sir. My man was in stop motion. He was like, oh,
word.
Shit. By the time his body reacted, he was already at the basket or some shit.
Now, I feel him. They got Neesmith on him, who's a little better defender, but he was cooking him, too.
Oh, he cooked him when he broke his ankle. He broke him.
Yeah, yeah. He floored him. And then the other dude, he froze. And, you know, look,
They forget he a lefty.
There it is. Because he going right. He got a right hand a little bit, but he's still lefty though. So
he's still lefty, bro.
He's using it to his advantage. One thing is for sure, they were letting them play physical. I saw the two of the officials I recognized immediately. James Williams and Scott Foster was the lead. They gonna let you play physical. They gonna let you play.
Foster around, you gotta be careful. You don't know.
Foster gonna let you get fucked up a little bit, but then you know when you start complaining, you know.
He quick with the text,
but you know that game was very physical. I expected it to be, and look at the score. You know, look, Sunday's game looked like a worse blowout, but it was only a 2-point difference in terms of the score. It was 121-91. The Knicks got blown out 121-89. So it was like, you know, two blowouts. One blowout deserves another. But I'm going to tell you something. I got a feeling that, all right, this series ended tonight, and I think we both called this. We definitely called Boston, New York, and, you know, that's going to be crazy. I just think they need to go in there and close out Indiana and just let's get it popping. Because that's the series that if you want some excitement, Boston, New York would give it to you. You know, Indy's okay. You know, they're going to be around for a little bit, but this ain't their time, it don't seem like. I don't know. They missing some things. But the guy that showed me that he could play better than I gave him credit for was definitely Miles Turner. I mean, I liked him. He's average, but he's added some things to his game. You know, he has a three-point shot now. And I always looked at him as one-dimensional. But he's not that anymore.
He's a stretch now. He can shoot the three
and
things like that. But, you know, ain't nobody scared of him.
What do you think of Halliburton? You think he get ready to go down the injury path?
So I had him, in fantasy.
You did.
And the knack on him the year before was he was always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He was hurt again a lot this year. That's why he got early in the year he was in the MVP talk.
Right.
Then late in the year it seemed like he started to fizzle, like he wasn't scoring. He was still getting his assists, but he wasn't really scoring how they needed him to score. You know.
Right.
That's, you know, or they could have probably been the fifth seed or something, like fifth or fourth seed. But he wasn't scoring. He couldn't, you know, he didn't lead them. It's like, you know, he just didn't have it. He didn't, you know what I mean? I don't know if he really got a little tired towards the end of the season. So he gets to the playoff, looked like, you know, he got his energy. He was playing against, they're playing pretty much full strength, played against a depleted Bucks team.
Yeah.
Now he's playing against the depleted Knicks team.
Right.
And you guys are young and at full strength, but you guys don't play no defense.
Word.
You know, you don't really play defense. You blew the Knicks out because the Knicks was missing shots and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and y'all was home crowd, you know, so y'all got hype. Once, you know, that's what it do when you're at home. You got home cooking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But on the road, you guys, you know, you don't play no D. You didn't play no D. I mean, as long as the Knicks can score over 120 points, they're going to win.
Yeah, right, that's a lot of points, man.
But they give that up.
They're giving it up, though, right.
They're giving it up. So
they're giving up like 115, probably.
Like you know, the mix thing. So it's like, I don't know. I think Halliburton, I think the jury's out on him. I think we're going to see what he really made of next. You know, if it's going to stay consistent, and what he do next year, how he bulk up his game, you know what I mean, and see if he takes it to that next level and become that double-double guard, you know, assist and point guard, like, you know, and for the whole season type thing, and stay in the MVP race. But I think he's kind of fragile, and you know, I don't know if he, you know, he come off. This is the first time I've seen him in a series, and you know, I like the kid, but he also comes off kind of soft, you know what I mean? But we'll see. You know, all that can change.
It can change. You know, he does give off a tender vibe, you know.
So, but you know, when he's on his game like he did, you know, in Indianapolis, he put 30s up on the Knicks, you know what I mean? So he's definitely comfortable at the crib, you know what I mean? But you don't have home court advantage. Home court advantage still go to the Knicks. You know what I mean? And actually, this series should be over because the Knicks should have won Game 3.
They should have won 3, yes. You're right about that.
Yeah, so this shit should have really been over. But, you know, it is what it is. Here we are going into Game 6, you know what I mean, on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I looked up the stat, too. They give up 120 points a game.
I told you that, son. So, you know what I mean? But I think that, I think the jury's out on them. We'll see. I think Indiana has a lot of the same pieces, so they're going to have to start getting rid of some of the pieces and figuring out how to make that team more, you know, defense orientated and put the right people in right places. So, you know, but they're a good team. They're a good young team, just like the Knicks. And, you know, they both battling. You know, would this series be? I don't think this series is even close. If OG's playing still, I think we already wrapped it up. I think if we had our full camaraderie of everybody, we probably would have swept them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I believe that. I mean,
we would have probably swept. We would have probably swept them. You know what I mean? If we had the whole squad: Mitchell, Randall, Bogota, Bogovia, you know, and OG, and you know, and so forth. So like, you know, dudes is missing, and the Knicks is still hanging strong. But you know. We see it, you know. They hanging, man. They playing ball. That's all you can ask for, man. They give them. They didn't put. They not bowing down. One man down. Next dude up. You know, Deuce is in the lineup. You know, I was telling Cass about Deuce from 2 years ago. I'm like, yo, the kid could play defense.
Yep.
The kid could shoot. I'm like, you know what I'm saying. But everybody was on Quigley. I'm like, and rightfully so. Quigley can shoot too. You know what I'm saying. But Quigley doesn't give off the defensive pressure like he does. You know what I mean? But, I mean, if the Knicks had Quigley, the series could have been over too. You know?
Hey, well, that's true. I mean, but you
know what I'm saying? But Deuce is that dude, though. Deuce is the dude last
Deuce
night.
He
came in with 17 strong, so the backcourt altogether had over 60 points. Because the starting backcourt, the Brunson had 44 or something like that, and Deuce had 17. You know what I mean?
No, so Deuce be hooping, you know, but at the same time, he hoop. I like him. And Indiana has the same problem that the Knicks had before they traded Quigley. Like, you got too many guards. So you got T.J. McConnell, you got Nesmith, you got Nembhard, and you got Haliburton. So now, yeah, okay, so two of them got the goal. Because you need, one of them at least, because, all right, McConnell could back up Haliburton. Now, Nembhard should be backing up Nesmith or the other way around, however you want to do it. But you can't start Nesmith and Nembhard. That's what he'd be doing. So, you know, and when you do that, you know, I don't know. They're small balling, but they're not playing no D. So then you're putting all the pressure on Miles Turner. Now, the 2 years ago, they had Sabonis. So, you know, it was kind of like, okay, you can make it work, but they wasn't playing no D back then either. So, I mean, it is what it is. But the series should end on Friday. There's a lot of motivation to end it. Go ahead and get a road victory. Solidify that on the playoff resume. And then rest up and get ready, you know, for the Eastern Conference Finals. Which, I don't know, does that start on Sunday? No, it couldn't because if the Knicks went 7, it wouldn't start on they'd probably get like 5 days. I don't think they're gonna run. Nah, they're not gonna run it back like that. That would be insane because Boston
just
won.
Giving you, They're giving you 3 days. They gave them 3 days. They played yesterday. They don't play till Friday.
Let me see.
So that's 3 days. And then if you win, it's either going to be Sunday or Monday. It would be Sunday or Monday in Boston.
So game seven would be Sunday if necessary. Right? So they got that. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess they're going to have to see how it play out. Because based on what you said, if it's like that, then if it ends on Friday and Boston ended today on Wednesday, they could go on some Sunday shit. You know what I'm saying? Or if they want to be not fair, but if you want to have each team fully rested going in, then you would go Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday would be a better day. You know, because they get them time to travel, get there. Boston's going home. Boston's already home. So they're resting. They're chilling from today to when the Knicks series ends.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the Cavs pretty much packed it up. Mitchell didn't play. Allen didn't play.
He didn't play the whole series.
And LeVert didn't play. So
right.
You had two starters and the six men out.
Right.
Right?
So, right, exactly.
To me, if I'm a coach, I'm gonna need these dudes. I'm gonna need some of these dudes gone like that.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, I need you. I'm sorry. I'm telling man, look, man, get rid of some of these guys, man.
We might have to get Anton back on the show since he's a scout. We need some inside information. Like, yo, who you recruiting, bro?
you gotta ask
the tough questions here.
No, I mean, so yeah, I just think that, to me, dudes quitting on it. That's what it looked like to me. Like you said, Allen didn't play. Mitchell been out for about two games.
Yeah, he missed
and
two games.
LeVert played the other night. Now he out tonight. Yeah, I'm definitely getting rid of you. You definitely. You definitely out. You gotta get rid of you.
I don't know if Strus actually fits there either. You know what I'm saying?
Not when you got. They got him playing the three, like.
But what is he?
He's more like a two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's a shooter.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you need either a stronger guard, either you're going to get rid of, you either get another guard, and let Strus come off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And get you another point guard in a three, man. You know what I mean? Shore that up.
Yeah, because Allen and Mobley, that if they, you know, that's cool. That's a good front line. I like that. You know,
yeah, but Allen stay hurt, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Always
brittle.
He's always breaking something. Like, now it's his ribs. He got elbowed in his ribs. He's been out since the Orlando series. I'm like, man, send this dude home, man. Get me, dude. I can't. I don't want to. I don't. That just annoys me. Like, yo, dude, just no. I don't. You know what I mean? Go home, man. Don't even sit on the bench with us, bro. Just go home. Like, I don't even want to see your face.
Yo, don't travel.
Don't travel with
me. You don't got to come up to Boston with us.
Yeah. Stay home, man. Like,
it looked crazy, like, seeing Mitchell there, too, in street clothes. Like, yo, this is a
Boston game. No, man. Stay home, bro. We don't need you clapping
game,
on the bench or none of that shit.
Yeah, like giving out directions. Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down, man. Nobody trying to hear all that shit.
You know,
like,
but
it's just not, you know what I mean? I just think that team, it just, they need to break it up and move on and build a constructive, better team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially since the home, so, you know, a lot of, you know, it's a lot of Brooklyn dudes over there in management. You know what I mean? So.
Maybe. Right. That's what I said. We got to get them back on the show, and like, we're gonna talk. You know, let's keep it official how we do. You know, because it ain't gonna be nothing to get them back on the show, just to ask those questions. But you know, hey, they did make the second round, which is cool. So you know, that's another team that they're young. They do need to make some moves. That's obvious. We pointed that out. But looking at some of these other series, yo, the champs responded, player.
Mm-hmm.
Denver responded. You got to give them some fucking props. I mean, not you per se, but people in general. Like, they wrote them the fuck off.
You got to put some respect on their name.
Put some respect on Murray. Put some on Joker. You know, put some respect on their names because they balled the fuck out. And last night,
I mean,
Joker was killing.
I mean, I just think again, for you know, it's veterans playing against dudes, you know, like these cats is young dudes really who never been there. Then again, here you go with one of these dudes who's always hurt, Conley. Achilles issues. Now you they glue. You hurt. Not gonna
be
an
old man though.
I get that, so then that's why you can't count on him. You can't count on him, son. I'm dead ass. When you in management and you get him, you get him from Utah, he's a great veteran pickup. But his miles is a lot. So you gotta ease him off and start bringing the Walker kid or whoever you're gonna play the point to get more used to and comfortable to being in the lineup, right?
Right.
And he did play a lot because Conley was hurt during the season, right?
Mm-hmm. He was in and out. Yeah, he was in and out.
But what I'm saying, you know, in the playoff run, when they win the two games out there in Denver, he's the maestro. He was getting it, you know. Edwards is getting off, you know. Then, you know, they get home. They all of a sudden they don't know how to play. Like they can't finish it all. All of a sudden here goes Cat. He disappearing now. Now he back to that Kentucky shit you always talk about.
Yeah, he definitely. He got replaced with PJ Washington. Like we swapped. You got to swap out the forwards. Yo, Conley is 36. Okay, so Edwards.
That's
is,
what I'm but, saying. You got to.
Conley came in the league in 2007. Okay, that's 16 years under his belt. 16 years.
He got a lot of mileage.
He was 6 years old.
He got a lot of mileage on him, so that's why you can't put that in his hand like that. You gotta have a decent backup to him, like a point guard that does what he does. Like that's not what Walker does. Walker's more of a scorer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what he does. Like you don't have that point guard that's saying to lead the team. That's what you need as your backup. Like you needed a backup like that. That's what you need. You needed that to fill that void. Because either way, if one of your bigs not playing, you got Nazir Reed back there playing ball. He balling.
Right.
He balling, and he could come in and fill in nicely for either one of them, Gobert or Towns. You need the same thing at the point guard spot though.
What about the other two kids they got? What about McLaughlin?
Ooh.
He was okay. McLaughlin.
I don't even see him play no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was okay. You should have given him some minutes. I see Monte Morris got some burn.
I don't know. You know, these coaches, they believe they should cut their playing list who's going to play. They running 7-8 deep. But you know, you got to let dudes in the playoffs, you got to let dudes play.
McLaughlin should have played. He definitely should have played, you know, because
I didn't even know he was on the team. Because remember, he played well in the playoffs last year.
He did.
Against the Grizzlies.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
So I don't know why he didn't get in the game, especially since Conley wasn't playing.
Right.
And that happened last year, I believe, too.
Exactly, and then you got Monte Morris, so McLaughlin should have backed him up then, right? If you're thinking about it, like, what are these dudes thinking?
That's what I'm saying, son. These are the things that make you scratch your head about these dudes who are supposed to be coaches and making these decisions. Like, you know, like, you like, what is going on, bro? Like, you know, Anthony Edwards, you know, he's getting the net, you know, he'll score 40, then he score 18, he scored, you know, the consistency thing.
Right. I mean, it could be expected, though. He's 22.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an age thing. It's just that.
It's not even that. He's still young, but it is an age thing because he's young. And he's still trying to figure out how to master it. You know, like every game, if he wants to, he can take over and chuck.
He got a lot of attention on him, too, though. They double it.
Yeah, they running a hard double team at him last night. They was running a hard double at him last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that definitely was going on. They were definitely getting the ball out of his hand. You know what I mean? They definitely was giving it, especially without Conley in the lineup.
Word.
So now who's going to make those decisions to get the ball to players? See what I'm saying?
Because Edwards had nine assists last night.
Well, he turns into this the facilitator now. But yeah, they're doubling him. They're running a hard double at him. You know what I mean? They're running a hard double at him. Like, you can't run it. You know what I mean? You're running a hard double at him. So he got to give the rock up. And dudes ain't they ain't taking advantage of him giving the rock up.
Right.
Because, right, they made a couple of runs last night. But again, you taking the ball out of my hand. That's when Cat has to punish y'all. He has to punish you.
That's why stats don't tell you the whole story. He had 23 points and six rebounds.
That shit was
that's
weak. That's weak.
That's
weak. Yep. 23 and 6 is weak for him right now. They doubling the main guy.
You got to get
off. You got to pick it up. You got to get it up to 30.
You do.
You need a double-double. You got to match. You ain't going to match Joker 40, but you're going to hit the 30-10 clip too.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to do it. You got to.
You
got to
keep us in the game. You got to get the points up. McDaniel's got to get some more points up.
Yeah, nine.
Yeah, you played. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
9 points. You're capable of giving. You capable of giving anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15 points in this series. You could be able to do that.
He's supposed to average at least 15. If he's doing that, then they are in the game at all times.
Exactly. All times.
At all times.
You know what I mean? So again, dudes are standing around. So we'll see what happens. The champ. The champs got them on the ropes going back to Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
The champs won at home, so Minnesota got to win at home now.
That series
over. Y'all lost three straight.
That series is over, fam. I'm calling it like that. I'm calling it out. Calling it out. That series is over, fam.
All right. Conley
ain't playing, man. That series is over because they need him. And it's not because of Conley, but he is the point guard, so he make it run a certain way. And if they just go and take it out of Edwards' hand and double team him, make him a facilitator, and if Cat gotta beat you, okay.
Mm.
I'm gonna tell you about the Kentucky forwards at another time, but Cat ain't gonna beat you. You know, he gonna put up some shots though, but he's not gonna be the guy. Edwards, for them to stay close in that game, Edwards gonna have to be dropping 30 plus all the time. And if they running a hard double at you, it's not gonna happen like that. So I don't know. I got to call it like that, man. I think it's a wrap. They're going to go up in there. The defending champs is like, yo, we got to move on. And we waiting on the series that me and you both have been intrigued by. It's a late-ass game all the time. This is always the late game. And, I like this OKC-Dallas series. I like it for some reason. Don't get me wrong. The energy, you did say that. But, they was on the ropes. Yeah, Dallas lost that game. But OKC did not fold. OKC didn't
Why
fold.
Why did they lose that game?
Free throws.
They what lost did Kyrie Irving do?
Not enough. Kyrie That's didn't do enough. Lost. That's why they lost. He didn't do enough. But they missed free throws as a team.
They missed a lot of free throws, yes.
They did.
They missed the free throws. But if he blows... If he's putting up 25-30,
then it's 3-1.
Game over.
This is a closeout game. If he does what he's supposed to do, because that picking and choosing how you want to score, I don't really like that. because it's like
he's trying to wait to the second quarter, the second half, to impose his will on the game, and sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, and. Again, look at his numbers throughout the series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he's had a 20-point game this series. Has he?
I think he had one. I'm going to have to look it up while we're talking about this series. I have a question, though.
To me, the star has been the forwards and the centers for Dallas. I think that they just roughhousing OKC, roughing them up, gaffing. PJ, those are unexpected that, you was counting more on the other guys, so on the other two, but those two are now surprisingly, One's playing, being a force on defense in the boards, and the other guy's providing a lot of scoring. You know, he's hitting threes, going to the basket. So it's making it a little, making OKC work.
I got a stat line for Kyrie. Game one, he had 20 points and 3 assists. Mm-hmm. All right. Game two, 9 points, 11 assists. They won that game.
I know.
Game three, he had 22 and 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Game four, that's the big one, 9 points, 4 of 11, 9 assists, 1 rebound. So he's 4 of 11 in 41 minutes with 9 points. And, you know, you can't be the 9-point guy, like, ever.
No.
Like, you can't do that.
No, he cannot. I said that from the beginning of the series. I said if the backcourt is dynamic, then I said they would win the series. But if he's gonna do what he does, that shit, and disappear and come back, then, you know what I mean? No, it's gonna go seven. It's gonna be a 7-game series, and then back in OKC. I don't know if they want to do that there, cause you know that place gets loud. And I mean them young boys gonna be ready to go. So I think, you know, you got to give him a punch in the mouth tonight. Like, you got to punch him in the mouth tonight and end it in Dallas. You know what I mean? Because I don't think you don't want OKC to win and then put your back on the ropes going home to Dallas where they know they can win there too. You know what I mean? So
right,
it's going to be interesting. The game tonight is going to be very interesting. This is game five. This is going to be, as always, a pivotal game in the series. This is always, you know, winners of the game five usually win the series. That's what they say. So we're going to find out. You know, we're going to really find out, because it's going to be, you know, we need to know if the real Kyrie Irving is going to show up. You know, because, like, cats, you know, all you hear is people talk about, yo, Kyrie's this, Kyrie's that. Yo, he all that, he do nice little moves here, he gets that score good. But he ain't done nothing in these playoffs deservingly of, you know, it's like he hasn't. Like, I haven't seen him. I don't remember. He may have won a good, I think he had maybe had a good game against the Clippers where he exploded. But against OKC, he hasn't really exploded. You know, I know people be like, well, he had 11 assists in a loss. I mean, it was cool, but they lost. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's the game they lost. Oh, no, the game they won. They won that second game. My bad.
Yeah, they won that. But
they won that game.
But still, like, you expect more. He's the guy.
I mean, Lucas basically said, he's your wingman. Take me to the promised land.
Right.
That's basically what he said. Like, yeah, I got to help you. Bro, I don't know if he's trying to be a leader, cause he's grown up now. He's trying to lead the young troops to the land. I mean, that could be it, and that's a great thing. But I think one of these games he has to explode to put them out, and I think Game Five is the perfect game for that. They need him to show up and show out. Like, you know, yeah, we don't need your assist tonight. We need you we need you to get to the hoop, get dudes in foul trouble. We need you to show out tonight and put on, you know, put the show on. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that'll hurt. I think that could hurt OKC tremendously, because they haven't seen that, him and Luka together, like they did, the Clippers did, when he got 30, when they both had 30 and 30-something in the game, and that shit was like, you know.
Yeah, that's
– you know what I mean?
Indeed.
That game where they – like, I think they had, like, combined for almost 70 points or something like that. So I think, you know, I think that kind of – that and to me, that kind of broke the Clippers back or some shit.
Yeah, it did. I mean, yeah.
It was like, damn.
Both, yeah, you can't guard them, you know, both, you know, but
exactly.
not when they both exploding. That was crazy. But We going. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to seeing the series play out, and shit is going on right now. But yo, the two grumpy men, we's in the building. You know, gave a little strong breakdown, and I guess we gotta get prepared. You know, to we going coming back. You said if we make the finals, we definitely going two
conference
weeks.
Finals. We in here.
Conference final, we in here. So, all right, well, this shit, if they close it out on Friday, then I guess people should expect that you're going to see two shows up next week.
Well, yeah.
Because we is back in the building. The two grumpy men.
Grumpy men. Yes,
what you got? What you got, bro? What you got? We out of here, though, right?
Man, we out of here, man. We out of here. We gonna go ahead and catch this game so we can Word. Check and see if Kyrie going to do what he's supposed to do tonight.
Yeah, catch the second
stop
half,
all this,
you know?
Stop all this foolishness, passing the rock around, man. Luka needs you to put them points up and get this series out, because you don't want to play around too much with these young boys. You really want to take the heart out of them and beat them in OKC right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
You beat them right here, this could be a blow to them. Like, this
exactly.
Put them away.
Put them away.
So,
yep.
Yeah,
all right.
You know what I mean?
Well, then, yo. The two grumpy men, Steve Grooms and Bobby May. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.